Matthew Johns joins the house. G'day, Matty.
Hey, Joel. How are you, mate?
Outstanding. Outstanding. How are you?
It's a good place here.
Oh, it's great.
I walked in, I said to the boys, mate, this is great. I said, mate, you've been here twice before.
Because you've turned up with your son, Jack.
Mate, both boys are back before the season starts, Jack and Cooper. Cooper's sleeping. Got Jack to come in. Yeah.
He's a bit, I didn't realise how big Jack was.
Yeah, mate. Takes
after his uncle.
Yes, we got an agreement. I call him son, he calls me dad. And we just, it's good to hear from Max.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know, 82 kangaroos always underestimated how big an effect it had. There's a really good podcast called Rugby Reloaded. It's an English one.
Okay.
And a bloke's written a book called 82 Kangaroos, the team that changed rugby forever. And it's rugby league and rugby union, how big an effect it had. And the bloke who wrote it, he said, when the 82 kangaroos went to England, he said it was like rugby leagues or rugby sports version of Beatlemania.
Wow.
That's how big it was. Everywhere they went, they just followed. And you look at those old games, 82, 86 and 90, it was giant. It was incredible.
Well, Maxi makes a good point. A bloke like Brett Kenny doesn't even really get the start that he would have, should have.
I mean, and you look at in 86, G Miles played, I think, one, maybe two games. Mal was on the bench. Like Ryan Giggs, the Manchester United legend, whose dad, a fella called Carl Wilson, he was a rugby league player who played for Swindon Town. So Ryan Giggs grew up a rugby league 5/8 with Salford. And when I was playing at Wigan, they asked him, they said, who's your biggest sporting hero of all time? And they were expecting George Best or Bobby Charlton. He said, Mal Meninga. He said, in 86, he goes, I was ball boy for the second test at Old Trafford. And he said, Mal Meninga warmed up past me. And he said, I was just infatuated. Boys' legs.
I have the same thing happen to me when he walks at Peter Fox. He's the only bloke that I've ever met, like in football circles, who I'm frightened of.
It's unbelievable.
He just gets into a room and you just go, oh, God.
So Giggs' first real love for Old Trafford was via rugby league.
It was rugby league, yeah. His dad was a Welshman.
Yeah.
Who played Welsh Rugby Union. In those days it was amateur. And Swindon Town bought him, and he went across there as a lock forward. And then Ryan, most of his life, he grew up as a rugby league player. And when he got about 16, Alex Ferguson said, you've got to make a decision one way or another. He made a bad decision. He chose soccer. But Brian Carney tells the story. He and Joey went to a European Cup semi-final. It was Juventus versus Manchester United. Mm. And Brian said they're sitting next to the tunnel. And as they're walking off, Ryan Giggs is looking up their way, pointing. And Brian goes, oh, he's not. He's not. He's not. And he yells out, going at half time, Joey, what are you doing here?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what Joey says. And he fed asparagus at us.
Oh, yes. Hello to Kylie listens, by the way.
Yeah, Kylie Minigue.
Yes.
Yeah, Minigue. All thanks to Four Pines Brewing Company. Matty Johns is here because it takes real characters to produce a good drive show.
As opposed to character.
Yeah. Can you believe that Brooksy's sponsor? Look at him there with his Four Pines T-shirt on, gallivanting around. He's not even working.
I know. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's Brooks is the sort of bloke, he's the bride at every wedding, the corpse at every funeral.
Yeah.
Matty, have you been watching Maths by any chance, just to digress?
Fletch, I haven't.
No.
I tell you what I've been doing. I've been watching. It's really hard to find good things at the moment on TV. So I went back into Netflix. There's an old documentary called The Battered Bastards of Baseball.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It's this period in baseball where this eccentric actor from Gunsmoke takes over this second-rate team and makes them successful. Now, the guy was Kurt Russell's dad.
No.
And he was a revolutionary in baseball, talking about how to pick a ball up from the ground, almost like Murray's Guide to Rugby League. And Kurt Russell, in those guidebooks, is the guy who's the kid picking it all up.
In the example.
And Kurt Russell actually played a few games for him.
Wow.
It's a fantastic documentary.
Well, Matty, Clint didn't rate Sam in maths last night. She said she's the fourth ugliest. So I just thought I'd give you that information if you're interested.
Thanks, Fletch. Okay. Here's something for you. Right. Don't tell anyone. Now, there was a bloke from past MAFS who was the bastard. Now, my Trisha's niece used to live with us, Sarah. Anyway, she got there and she said, I'm seeing this new guy. Oh, he's really cute. He's a great guy. And Trish was out this day. And she goes, oh, Matt, he's coming over. I really want you to meet him. And he walked in and he was one of the most notorious blokes on MAFS.
Did you recognise? Not NASA.
No. But he walked in, and I was like,
"Did you?" Oh, you so you knew who he was?
Yes, when he came in.
Right.
Because at the moment, at the time, he was one of the most notorious bastards.
Yeah, not Dean.
Was he a bastard?
No, he's actually he was a good bloke.
So far we've thrown a MAFS person under the bus.
And Gibbsy. The sloth.
Not Johnny Gibbs.
No. It's a sloth.
Okay.
What's on tomorrow, Matty? What do you got on tomorrow? Well, who's on your show?
Joey and Webby. So we're going to... mate, it's amazing. Like Susan coming around. Preview round Storm South. But just go through miles of stuff. Because tomorrow we're going to pay tribute to the great Michael Gaudinski,
who died. Mushroom Records.
The Gaudinski, as they say. Like the godfather of rock and roll in Australia. And incredible. So, yeah, it's going to be sport, but a bit of music as well. Gaudinski was... only met him a few times. Did not know him well. Not going to pretend to know him well, but, mate, he was he's fantastic. I'm going to tell this tomorrow because I don't think we have a big crossover.
Yeah,
audience.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah.
But I'll
keep your powder dry, Matthew.
No, I'll do it now for you blokes.
Good boy.
So, what he did, 2018, he's one of the few people to own three Melbourne Cup winners. And in 2018,
Gaudinski had three Melbourne Cup.
He had three. He was part owner in a couple, but he had three. And he came in 2018. We took the grill team down to South Melbourne for the Melbourne Cup. And we're in down to Melbourne Cup. We're in studios in South Melbourne. Day of the Melbourne Cup, Gaudinski comes in. We're chatting to him about the Melbourne Cup and all things music. And he goes, I'll tell you something now. He goes, my horse will win tomorrow. And we go, oh, yeah. Because it's like the Melbourne Cup. Whoever wins, you go, oh, I looked at that. Everyone gives you a tip.
Yeah.
We go, yeah. He goes, I'm telling you. Back it. We went, mate, I said, I like Max Dynamite. He goes, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll come, when my horse wins, I'll come back here tomorrow to tell you what a F-wit you are.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay. So we go to the track. Max Dynamite in front, down the outside, his horse rekindling.
Yeah.
Bang. The three-year-old. Nuts it. 15-1, it wins. So the next morning, I think he won't turn up because, imagine, he'd be just going nuts all night. So about 7 o'clock in the morning, we're in the studio. Me and MG are talking. Mate, this explosion through the door, and Gaudinski walks in. I told you, quit. You should have backed it. And he's got this massive cut across his head with 12 stitches. I said, what happened to your head? He goes, mate, this is celebrations.
Do you remember we had a beer with him? You wouldn't probably remember.
Yeah, the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, when he was just going mad.
Mate, he's one of the youngest. He's a bit like, he reminds me of John Single.
Oh, yeah.
When you talk to him, a million things going on. You know, like, and blokes like that, right, you don't think they're listening to you. You'll say something, like, I remember talking to Singo about certain things, and he's off and he's talking to other people, and I'm talking to him. Then a week later, he'll regurgitate everything I said. And that's what Gaudinski was like. It was like a million miles an hour, looking here, looking there. But, mate, like, the way he championed Australian music, but also, more importantly, what he did when Australian musicians were in trouble financially, how he dug deep and helped them out, got them out of trouble.
Who were the other two Melbourne Cup winners? Do you know? Do you remember?
Have
a think about it. He's
tight with Lloyd
Almaden.
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 All Lloyd Williams.
Lloyd Williams, yeah. He's tight with Lloyd Williams.
Rekindling was Lloyd Williams. They'd be all Lloyd Williams horses. And we're now joined by young Jack Johns. Hey, Jack, how are you, mate?
Joe, how are you, mate?
Mate, I was thinking about you only moments ago. Only this morning. And you see here on my phone, right? What do you see there on my phone?
Oh, the kids look like they're enjoying Disneyland there.
The happiest place on earth. And I often hear your dad telling stories, regaling tales about, you know, your mum and dad taking Joey and Matthew, not to Disneyland. Your big Disneyland at the time, Matthew, was where?
Australia's Wonderland. Nah, I took the boys to Disneyland. Remember we went to Disneyland that time?
Yeah. Fingal Bay was your go.
Fingal Bay. Sorry, Fingal Bay Caravan Park. And yes, we got some hijinks up there back in the day.
So have your kids had the same opportunities you were given?
Joel.
By Gale and Gaz.
I take the boys.
Yeah.
We take a normal trip every year. Then I take them to an unusual place.
Right.
Yeah.
So I took them once to a...
like Merrylands?
Mate, I took them to Eastern Hungary.
Right.
On the Ukrainian border to a place called Nyíregyháza. Jack, what was Neurocharge like?
Yeah, it was cold. It was just cold. It was on the outskirts of Budapest, I think it was. And he took us to some weird spots. Took it to a zoo. It was a zoo there that had such creatures as just your normal everyday dog. And the sign just said dog.
it was the saddest zoo I've ever seen. Yeah.
Was it not fun?
Well, depends who you ask.
Well, how old were you? How old were you and Coop?
I might have been like 13.
Oh, okay.
Cooper 11. Oh. But it was good. You know, I'm sure the old man says he had a lot of fun. We did get up every morning about 9 a.m. And him and Brian Carney, he used to play for the Newcastle Knights, they were already sitting down there in the middle of the pub already drinking. So it was a pretty fun time for them.
It was an amazing place because they're basically, like, it's the Wild East. There are no rules.
No.
So Brian Carney Sr., Brian's dad owns an Irish pub. Next door to that was just a normal house that the bloke decided overnight he'll turn into a nightclub. And it was literally a nightclub, wasn't it, Jay? With like, and out the back he had a cinema, the outdoor cinema, and had this massive spa bath. And we went over there, remember that morning? And honestly, you had these questionable ladies in the spa bath.
It was,
oh, well, LJ's.
What was it called?
That was, looked like a Laxa.
Hey? What was the place called?
What was it called? What was the place
hey, what
called?
What was the actual...
Oh, Neurocharger.
How
do you spell that?
Oh, Jesus Christ, it's hard work.
There's a few Z's in there somewhere.
Yeah, right.
And Jack, how are you going, mate? You're up Newcastle now.
Yeah.
You're liking it?
Yeah, it's good. I've been loving it. It's been really good.
Who's your gang? Who do you knock around?
I hang around. I've got a good relationship with Big Connor Watson, so me and him hang around with each other pretty much all the time. We're with each other.
And who are you living with?
I'm by myself.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, bachelor pad. Yeah. Brian?
Actually, we haven't. We actually broke exclusively here. The hottest men in hottest 100 thanks to NRL Roast, right?
I was beaten by Cooper, believe it or not.
I don't know. You know what? Seeing you in person...
Was that Bob Cooper?
Mate, there's a protest to be upheld here. You've got Coops coming.
Oh, yeah. You reckon, Joel?
Yeah, I do. What do you think, Dan?
Right, different strokes for different blokes.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, I've said, because Jack looks more like me. Cooper like his mother. So,
what did you think of... Kalen Ponga taking out.
Yeah, how'd that go down?
No. He's taking it in his stride.
Yeah,
Kalen. He's really enjoying it. Actually, Connor's a bit filthy. I think Connor got about 6.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a win.
Yeah, he's been hard done by.
We had a lot of texts come through. They weren't happy with Teddy making the top 5.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people saying no, but I can see the.
Don't the knock back the Italians.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Jack played in the Italian side with Teddy.
Yeah. Well, I wish he played a bit better. I probably wouldn't have broke my arm, but still.
So Jack. Dad's gone to Fingal Bay. Have you been to the happy place, which is Disneyland? Have your parents done that?
No, we haven't.
Oh, have we?
No, we did.
Did we? No, we went to Universal Studios.
Yeah. Well, a few creepers hanging around there, actually.
Remember we went there, and the boys and I...
Not just, including yourself.
No. I said to the boys, just go for it. And I went to the bar, and a woman came up and gave me a phone number. And I was like, the boys caught me, and I was looking at the phone number. What are you looking at? Oh, mate, nothing. Because Trish wasn't there. And, who knows what happened.
You just gave yourself a little rap. Didn't you?
Don't worry. They have low standards over there.
Hey, boys, I've got some wings here. We're not allowed to drink on air, apparently, but you can have chicken wings.
Allegedly.
They're beautiful, Dan. Would you like one?
Well, let's take a break.
You need to eat.
Oh, mate, I've been saying the same thing. Look how thin he looks.
Yeah.
Looks sickly. He's been telling people he's sick.
We've just been brought some Pacific Ale,
ooh,
which is pretty good because it's only 3.5% alcohol. Matty, these must be for you. But they've come in this fancy-looking carrier.
Yep.
Andy.
Is this invented by you guys?
That there is called a beer-tasting flight.
Flight.
Yep.
Beer-tasting flight.
Wow. Andy, could I ask you, where are you from in the States?
California.
Yeah. Whereabouts in California?
Southern California.
Southern California. Nice.
It never rains, Southern California. Oh. Oh, a song about
it's
that.
Where's the best place you've been to, boys?
Mexico,
America.
Cabo. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, in the States.
I didn't jump in. In the States, New York.
Yeah. I'm with you. New York.
New York
sensation.
Unanimous.
Seattle's good.
Yosemite, have you been there?
No, I haven't been to Seattle. I went to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I love San Francisco, but... Don't go, I hate Ashbury, the old hippie area.
Right.
We went there, and it was frightening. It was it was like walking down Fletcher's Street.
Didn't you like Nashville?
Nashville is the best place I've ever been in my life.
Is that right?
Yep, best place I've ever been.
My wife is loves her country music.
Yep.
So I've got to get there.
Okay.
Save the matter.
Do you want to hear some country music trivia?
Yeah.
Okay. So my country music artist is Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton, when she did 9 to 5, her deal was that she'd do the soundtrack. So when she was sitting side of stage, she was going, what am I going to do here? She had acrylic nails, and she was rubbing them together as she was filing her nails. Walking to the kitchen, get myself a cup of ambition, go home and sleep and tie myself. That was it.
Really?
And when you look at the credits for that, it says...
Dolly's.
Shuffle, Dolly Parton's nails.
Ah, yeah. Sure it was her nails?